T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
There's a lot of different reasons why you might pick out specific houses to go to on Halloween. There's an equal number of reasons why you might not go to some houses as well. But is this reason savage for not going to a house to trick or treat? Now, this is something that was inspired by a message that we got on our Facebook page. Today's Savage or Sensible, not taking your kids to certain houses for trick or treating based on their political signs in their front yard.
Oh. Oh my God, I'm nervous. Mom, come pick me up. Seriously, I'm scared.
Yeah, the hornet's nest of Facebook is already buzzing around for sure. A lot of comments coming through on there. If you want to share your thoughts, you can give us a call.
This is going to be a spicy one. And before we even take calls, Corey, before you even read off the numbers.
Okay.
Listen, we're not making, this is... Yes, politically based, but we don't care. Like, it doesn't matter about the people who you're voting for.
That's kind of going to be the point. 585-222-9800. If you want to jump into this one, we'd love to know what you think about it. Savage or sensible to do that.
But it's not a camp. It's not a campaign tour of, like, talking about, like, keep it on the rails. That's all I'm trying to say, okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Keep it on the rails.
Well, we'll see. So I'm just going to go right off the bat here and say this is a savage move. Lay down my thoughts on it. I think it is savage. I've gone on record before that I hate this perception we have in this country that you can tell everything you need to know about somebody based on one particular thing, and that's who they support, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even when it comes down to it, there are thousands, millions of reasons why people support the candidates that they do. And shockingly, a lot of the time, they may not even necessarily agree with all the things their candidate agree with. But when it comes down to it, you got to pick somebody. So I've always thought it's been unfair. And we've talked about it quite a bit on the show, you know, in terms of dating. If you find out someone is a supporter of so-and-so, and then automatically, well... There's no chance. You automatically judge them right off the bat. You generalize who they are. You stereotype them. And then, boom, there you go. You're now enemies with someone before you really even get the chance to know them. So based on just that aspect of it, I'm going to go savage. And then ultimately, when it comes down to it, why does everything have to be political? Can't we just have some things that aren't? Can't
I just feel like your kids are suffering. Your kids are the ones that are going to hurt the most. Because,
separation,
like,
here?
Say the person's house that you are avoiding because of their political sign in their front yard. Like, say they give out massive candy bars. Say they give out, like, $100 bills. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you're really going to rob your kid of, like, such joy and such a great experience because you're bitter. I don't know. I just, like, don't really think... I don't think your kids should be involved.
Yeah. I want to read this, though. I want to read this. This person wrote this up on Facebook. Becky. Becky is voting sensible on this. So going against the grain. Breeze, it seems like you're voting savage on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're both savage. Becky is going sensible on this. And this is an interesting point that she brings up. She says, sensible. I feel that including my kids in the election process is important so that they understand how important the process of voting is. I've allowed them to watch the news, they know my personal opinions, and since I have already voted, they know who I voted for. My six-year-old has a big mouth. The last thing you need while out trick-or-treating is a big mouth six-year-old saying, quote, my mommy says blank about that guy. He's blank. I'm just going to go ahead and avoid that situation.
What? I just hate how, like, politics... they can never just stay black and white. Now they're bleeding into, you know, kids getting candy for Halloween. It's like, why?
Yeah.
It's like kind of, it's really actually quite sad. Like, you don't have to agree with anyone about anything. I mean, I really don't. Mm-hmm. But it's just the fact that it's, like I said, I'm going to keep saying it until I'm blue in the face, that it's affecting your kids. And I get where she's coming from about, like, yeah, I think they should be educated and involved in the process even though they're young and start at such a young age. But there's just, like, a couple – like, Halloween is a children's holiday. I'm sorry. It is. You can fight me on it all you want. I love Halloween, but I'm a child.
Well,
so there's that.
Even as an adult, part of the beauty of Halloween is the fact that you get to act like a kid, right? So that kind of backs up your point there. You know, you're dressing up and you're pretending to be somebody else and you're doing make-believe, that
so
kind of thing.
Can't we just, like, be ignorantly bliss on Halloween and just act like a child like there's no worries?
Blissfully ignorant.
Shut up, Corey.
A bunch of people voting Savage up on the text line. Again, if you want to jump in on this, 585-222-9800. This texter, good morning. Regarding the trick-or-treating, I can't believe things have gotten to this point in this country where people won't bring their children to a home where they oppose the homeowner's political stance. I am a Trump supporter. I'll admit that to anyone. However, I would never show hate to someone who has a Biden sign in their yard. Completely ridiculous. Politics have forced a divide in this country when we are all supposed to be united. If the politicians won't unite us, then we need to step up and do it ourselves. Elizabeth Savage, candy is candy. Can't we set the dumb politics aside for once? It's not like anybody running for office is handing out candy. And Mac, echoing a lot of what you were saying, Breeze. Mac saying, Savage, kids shouldn't be punished for parents not supporting some old person. All right, listen, they're both old. Can we just, it's not an insult.
They're
both old. Okay. All right.
I just, like, think we should get, like, a young whippersnapper in office. You know what I mean?
It's a little too late now, Breeze. A little too late now for that.
Maybe next time around.
All right.
Win some, lose most.
Jump in about today, Savage or Sensible. What do you think not taking your kids to certain houses for trick-or-treating based on their political signs in their front yard? Poll is up. Can go to 98pxy.com and vote there. Text line, this one, Savage, we need to be better about teaching the next generation to be mature about our differences and love others who feel differently than us. Choosing not to get candy from people with different political views is not the way to do that. Another text saying, these kids are going to grow up thinking that we are supposed to judge people based on political preferences. It's not right. Savage. And this one, Savage, this is what's wrong with the country right now. Why are we teaching our kids to go against people who don't believe what they believe? We need more acceptance and understanding right now, especially of people who don't share our views. This is how we learn and become better people. The majority siding with us, Breeze, in this saying, Savage. We've had a couple that have popped in with their thoughts on why this is sensible. The one mom simply said that her six-year-old has a loud mouth and will definitely say something, and she's basically just trying to avoid
confrontation.
Some sort of confrontation, which I get that.
I mean, we don't want any punches thrown on Halloween geezers.
No,
we
don't need to see that. Jeez. Well, I really took it in the next step, didn't you?
What?
Over the line.
I think they're old.
Mm. What do you think of this sensible vote, though? This person texted in. I'm not an overly political person and have never displayed my political beliefs on my lawn. Normally, I would consider this savage, but this year, I consider it sensible. Maybe not everywhere, but at least in my county, one particular group of people have been very vocal that they do not believe in wearing masks. While some parents are probably already concerned with exposing their children to so many people at Halloween, I could understand why a person would choose not to bring them to a house that may be so adamant in their political beliefs that they would not choose to display those choices on their lawn, as they may choose to not wear a mask when they are greeting children at the door with candy. Interesting take on that. That's a different one.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Maybe that should be a thing. Can we get signs? If you're an anti-masker, can you put that on your lawn so we know? Stay away.
Well, that's like a legit safety issue. Yeah, I wouldn't say like bringing your kid to X political party who you're against is a safety issue.
Yeah, but it's also not necessarily fair to just assume that because you're voting for that person that you're also don't believe in wearing a mask. Not everybody. I mean, right?
I just feel like this goes so much deeper with everything in life. And I think that one of the biggest things that we as a society really, really need to work on for our own sanity and our own safety is like, stop blanket statement judging people or things or groups or professions or organizations, because it's just a danger. It's a slippery slope. It really is.
Well,
and it's going to write off a lot of people to a lot of different things that you could have a really good connection and you could learn something from those people. But you're just like, well, I can't associate with them because they did X. It's like, so that one thing is who they are as a person through and through. I don't stand by that. I don't believe in that. I really don't. And I've always had a hard time. And listen, I get it. People are passionate about this. People are passionate about a lot of different things. And I think that's what makes us so unique and so cool. But like the second it turns nasty and the second it turns into hate and attacking, that's when you can make your judgments and assumptions. But until that happens for that specific person because they voted for X, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You touched on something there, Breeze, that we talk a little bit about too, and that is how there is this trend now that so many people create this echo chamber for themselves. They only expose themselves to news organizations that lean a particular way. Right. They only read certain sites that lean a particular way. You only interact with people who agree with you or lean a certain particular way. And when you do that, you stunt any sort of growth or understanding. And not that the other person who believes something differently than you is going to change your opinion, but at least it might help you understand a little better, like
it's
where
funny.
They're coming from.
It's funny you bring that up with the echo chamber, because someone I used to know, I'm still friends with them on Facebook, and they have all these conspiracy theories and yada yada. We won't get into that, but
love a good conspiracy theory.
I know, right? But they're a little whatever. I'm not gonna, no judgment. You do you.
Okay.
But they're so vocal on Facebook about all these different things, and you know, any normal person would challenge these theories and these ideas and these ideologies, and they do. And the response from this person every single time he or she gets, you know, a negative or a challenging comment on it is like, well, then maybe you should stop following me. It's like,
yeah.
Aren't you trying to use your platform to like spread these conspiracy theories? Why would you ask people to stop following you because they don't, you know, exactly align with what you're thinking or saying? And that just goes back to the echo chamber. It's not healthy to just surround yourself with people who believe in you or believe with you or side with you. How are you going to learn and grow? You're not going to, first of all.
100%.
Maybe you don't want to. Maybe that's on you. But I think that that's a big, big problem. And we're getting really deep right now over some you know, milk duds. But
no, but I'm it just, is. That's my point.
I'm
it's,
just
it's
saying.
Deep. It's deeper
like,
than just don't rob your kids of candy. It's more than that. But let's go to the poll. Thank you for all the comments on Facebook, all the texts coming through as well. Much appreciated. Can always vote on Savage or Sensible at 98pxy.com today. Savage or Sensible, not taking your kids to certain houses for trick-or-treating based on their political signs in their front yard. 83% of the people voting today say
Savagery.
You go get those milk duds. Listen, you only judge those.
I'm a Tootsie kind of gal.
You only judge those that hand out those jelly beans that are disgusting and taste like chalk.
Exactly.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.